Ayan, ang gagaling naman talaga ng mga talent na Pinoy, hindi ba? Ayan. Ito pala po ang Footprints members ng band nila. Si Francis Canastra, which is the lead guitar, mandolin, at saka vocals, at saka acoustics din pala siya. Si James Bonocan is lead vocals. Ranel Boris, keyboard, acoustic guitar and vocals. Crisanto Labis is rhythm. Alan Ponio is bass guitar. Joel Polinar is drums. And of course, si Jason Rama. Siya ay bass guitar din. Ayan, ang gagaling naman talagang talent ng Pinoy. Mamaya-maya pa po is we are also going to listen to another song of theirs. But for now, tutuloy po ang interview natin sa dalawa nating mga guest dito sa ating studio. Ayan. So, going back kina Helen at saka kay Ching, kasi si Ching naman is a cultural anong tawag sa iyo? Director? Sa KBNZ?
Okay.
Cultural committee sa KBNZ. So, ano po ba ang ibig sabihin ng samutsari, Helen? TMP. Samutsari TMP. And saan naman po nanggaling ang name na ito?
Yes, that's right. Samutsari TMP. Some people would say Samutsari, as we all know, it's variety, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Translation. So Samutsari is variety or halo-halo. In the TMP, some people say it's Trini Madison performers.
Mali po kayo dyan. Hindi po.
It so happened we have that those acronyms, but it is traditional and modern performers of Philippine New Zealand.
Yes.
Yan. Yan pala yun.
Oo. At saka paano kaya natin, Lynn, i-share natin sa mga ating mga avid listeners, paano natin na-come up yung pangalan na yan? Bakit naging Samutsari tayo?
Well, when we were originally TMP, Traditional Modern Performers, and then So when we decided to form a dance group, at the same time, Tita Virgie was also looking for a dance group. And as we know, the Samut Sari is very much identified kay Tita Virgie.
Yes.
So we put that together, the Samut Sari and TMP.
Kaya naging Samut Sari tayo.
That's right, Samut Sari TMP. The funny thing is, we opened the bank account under TMP.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Walang Samut Sari?
Walang Samut Sari.
Oh, okay.
From memo, it is traditional and modern performers.
Okay.
Then later on, you know, I think a week after that, but we've already
opened
established the account.
Yeah. That's all right. Mm. Yes. Yan po ang history ng Samut Sari TMP. So 2004 na form ang grupo po namin at hanggang ngayon ay nagpapatuloy pa rin po tayo na magsayaw-sayaw in the name of our culture. Ayan. Ching, sa tingin mo ba, Ching, importante ang mga traditional dance troupe katulad ng Samut Sari sa Oakland?
Yes, of course. Kasi kailangan dito din talaga, sa lalo na pag mga Filipino community na mga occasion, mga kailangan din maano natin yung traditional natin na mga sayaw, maano sa mga bata. Tapos, hindi lang traditional, may mga modern dance.
May mga modern dance din, yeah.
Para masaya lalo.
Totoo yan.
Kasi kung walang sayaw, parang kulang.
Oo. Totoo yan.
Kaya malaking bagay na may ano talaga, group na nagre-represent ng ganun.
Totoo yan, lalo na dun sa mga yung pamilyang nag-move na dito sa New Zealand and yung mga bata na lumalaki.
Oo.
And it's part of their, you know, being involved pa rin sa ating kultura, na makita na ito yung, this is our dance.
Mm-mm.
The traditional dance is back in the Philippines.
Mm-mm.
Correct.
Mm-mm.
So it's partly is continuing our kultura,
yes,
dito sa New Zealand.
Mm-mm. Tama. And hindi lang naman sa salita.
Oo.
na dapat natin.
Yes.
Alam natin sa kanila na ganun. Mm. Pati sayaw, pagkanta, lahat mga talents ng Pilipino.
And also, diba, nakikita na rin naman kasi natin na ang mga traditional na sayaw natin is actually coming, there is a story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Katulad ng, anong example do you think ang...
So, our national dance, tinikling,
yes,
it's called tinikling, yung bamboo sticks, ano, it's actually... in the rice field sa Philippines, sa Pilipinas, is trapping,
yeah,
the bird tickling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Mm.
It's, yeah, so that's where the dance come from.
Yes.
It's called tinikling.
Tinikling, yeah.
You can probably add to that.
Yes. And the good thing about that is, katulad sabi nyo nga, di ba, may mga Pilipino na bagong pumupunta dito, dito na nanganganak, ganun. Parang naging educational na rin siya.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kasi they wouldn't know otherwise, bakit may sayaw na ganyan?
Mm-hmm.
Bakit nabuo yung sayaw na yan, you know? So nakikita nila na ang history of tinikling, sabi nga ni Helen, is trapping the bamboos from the rice fields kasi nasisira yung mga palay natin because of these birds.
Mm.
Oo. Tapos, tinatrap nila yon.
Okay.
And of course, the tinikling birds is trying to jump in and out of the bamboos para hindi sila matrap. Kaya nagiging, parang yun ang minimimik ng mga dancers. At tapos nakita yun sa mga farmers na, oh, we could mimic that. Maybe we could make that as a dance, especially in harvest time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, parang mga ganun. So, ang nangyayari tuloy, yung mga bagong dayuhan na alam nila naman what it is about, kinukunikta nila yung pagka-Pilipino na siguro namimiss nila ang Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Nakukunikta nila through sayaw. Ay, parang nasa Philippines ako kasi may sumasayaw na tinikling. And on the other hand, nakukunikta din yung mga baguhan, mga bata especially, na ay, ano ba yan? Kundi natuturuan natin sila ng mga kultura natin. So which is really good. So it is really bridging the connection na ang pagiging pagka-Pinoy natin.
Totoo.
Yan.
Lalo na sa atin, di ba, ang dami-daming lugar na may kanya-kanya ding sayaw.
Ayan.
Yan. para ma-inform naman tayo kung ano-anong mga sayaw, kunwari sa Bisaya, sa Mindanao.
Yes, yes. By region.
Oo, by region. Oh, oh. Kaya nakakatuwa tingnan kung may sumasayaw ng ganun.
Oo. Oh, oh. Tapos nakikita mo talaga, the beauty about this is yung talaga mga istorya kung saan ang gagaling yung mga sayaw.
May mga kwento. Oo, talaga yun.
Katulad ng mga Maria Claras is mainly in Manila, right?
Manila mga, or ganyan. Bulacan.
Yeah. Mm. So Luzon, mga more or less, ano.
May tapos mga Igorot dance. Igorot dance. Oh, the culture din ng ano, bawat lugar.
Tapos makikita mo yung mga planting rice, yun obviously sa mga bukid-bukid na, you know, their main products is rice. So planting rice, mga ganun, may mga sayaw din tayong ganyan. And that's obviously from our culture, the way we do things back in the day. Pandango sa ilaw, that's exactly the same, wasiwas. Oo. Yes. So it's very good na ipagpapatuloy po natin yan. Anyway, so iyan po ang medyo... ang significance kung bakit po tayo pinapatuloy natin ang pagsasayaw ng mga traditional dances dito sa Oakland. How about, ano po ba ang sa tingin ninyo ang nai-contribute sa inyo, sa pagsali niyo sa mga dance troupe ng mga ganito na mga traditional? I mean, the modern is okay, you know, everybody can do it. But the traditional piece of the actual dance troupe, ano naman po kaya ang nag-contribute ang pagsali ninyo sa pagsayaw to your own self or to the community or wider community sa Oakland? So sa, maybe siguro we can tell our listeners to your own self muna. Nang sumali kayo, ano bang na-contribute ng sayaw o pagiging miyembro ng samutsari sa sarili ninyong, you know, yeah, in yourself?
So, for me, so when we started 2004, that's I've only been in New Zealand 4 years, so I have limited interaction sa mga Filipinos.
Yes.
So, na-meet ko si Trini sa, for your information, na-meet ko si Trini sa bangko. nagde-deposit ako and she was working at Westpac din. So, and straight away, so, you know, alam niyo naman si Trini, kakausapin ka niya. Gusto mo na umalis, kinakausapin
niya. Tumahimik ka na, Trini. Sabay ganun.
So, initially, so just on the background, si Trini invited me to be part of her dance group. And sabi ko, ay, hindi muna. And then, I went a week after and may pinuntahan akong party. Ando na naman si Trini. So, I cannot get away from her. But, so personally, well, being in the dance group is, it's friendship as well for me. So, from 2004 hanggang ngayon, what is that, 15 plus years, coming up to 16 years.
Yes.
So it's definitely friendship. And one of the proudest effect or, you know, of being in the dance group is us being able to show sa ibang kultura ang kultura natin.
Correct.
So, you know, nag-migrate tayo dito sa New Zealand.
Mm-mm.
We adapt to New Zealand culture, but at the same time, not forgetting our own culture.
Mm-mm.
And being in this dance group, meron po kaming opportunities na magturo sa mga Mm-mm. high school students.
Yes.
So, lalo na si Trini, no, we do get invited to teach the young ones. Of course, the most popular is tinikling. And then, yung mga medyo complicated tinikling, hindi lang po tatalon, ano pa, yung yuyuko pa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's really good. And nakakatuwa kasi lalo na ang what's that, the Waitakere College?
Yes.
And then also
and Saint Dom's.
St. Dom's, yes, Mm-mm. that's where we do get invited there quite regularly.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so it is. It's very, personally, it's friendship and at the same time, the involvement in sa community and contributing. Yeah.
Sa wider Oakland.
Sa wider Oakland, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. So you naman, Ching, how did that contribute to yourself?
Ay nako, nakakatulong talaga pag minsan kasi dito sa New Zealand, sa Auckland lalo na, pag wala kang ginagawa, parang nabobored.
Oo, totoo yan.
Kaya parang outlet ko na din yon na yes. Ano, magkapag-exercise, magkanan, samahan din.
Oo.
Tsaka masaya talaga pa yung mag-grupo ka, lalo na pag pareho kayo ng passion, sayaw-sayaw. Napakasaya. Masaya. Talagang happy ako pag makasama ko. Pag nagkita-kita, hindi lang sasayaw, kakain din. Konting practice, maraming kain. Pero yun, masaya. At saka, kasi involved din ako sa mga iba-ibang group, nakakatulong din talaga na at least may kilala kang marunong kasi mm-mm. pwede mong hinga ng help mm-mm. lalo na si Trini support. Open talaga palagi support very supportive talaga yes. pag ganito sa mga sayaw-sayaw yes. saka madali mong lapitan kaya yes. yun ang samotsari kilala lang kilala yan
yes of course
ayun
yun talaga sa akin naman ay very personal sa akin kasi na-expand mo yung ano mo social ano mo life mo
yung and then with mo, ano?
Oh network wow. Tapos within the social group you will never know you get to know people's situation
correct
people's talent people's skills mm-hmm. you know at tapos you never know one of these days you will need those skills yun ang importante sa akin at tapos And it's very important to nurture by yung mga relationship na nabuo natin.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will never know kung kailan mo kailangan ng support nila. And when can you give support also, okay. you know? So maganda, and also sa mga young ones na tinuturoan natin, age, you know, oh, Helen, sa mga schools, ganun. When they growing up, they actually develop confidence
mm-hmm.
sa pagsasayaw sa pagharap sa pagsayaw sa entablado harap sa maraming nanonood sa
nawawala
kanila
yung, ano,
nawawala
shyness.
Yung stage fright nila this and they fright. Develop skills na you know it's okay to be seen on to be a center of attraction for once in a while parang mm-hmm. ganon mm-hmm. and aside from that and of course nakaka-share tayo sa mga kultura natin sabi nga ni Helen to the wider Auckland community and it's very interesting every time we get invited sa mga international events, tinatanong tayo talaga kung mm-hmm. Why do you do this? You know, why is that dance? You know, and kaya ma-importante talaga sa atin kahit po yung mga estudyante dito na nagpe-perform din sa mga cultural nights nila, cultural events. Before po kayo mag-start ng dance nyo, dapat bibigyan natin sila ng mga description kung ano talaga ang sayaw. Kasi that's part of the whole mm-hmm. of the whole performance. So, wag na lang basta sasabak.
Dapat may story talaga.
You have to give them the background mm. where it's come from para ma-appreciate ng audience natin and that's part of educating the Auckland community ano which is really good. So yun ang importante sa akin. Just
yun lang ano no yung mm-mm. yung sabi mo nabanggit mo tinuturuan ay mga tinuturuan ng mga bata. Yung mga bata na yun lumaki mm-hmm. and now they're starting to teach us.
Yes.
So classic example mm-hmm. is Liza.
Yes.
No, so mm. when she was really young, when
she was only 6, 7.
And now she's now a
yeah.
Nagwo-work na siya.
Nasa Waitakere. Waitakere, yes.
And she's also teaching sa Kelston.
Yeah, she's paying it forward. Yung mga ginagawa natin before, na she was growing up with a dance troupe. She's paying it forward. She's now teaching the Kelston Primary also because that's her alma mater kind of thing.
Nakakatuwa naman.
Nakakatuwa, yeah.
Makikita mo ba yung fruit of labor?
Yes, of course, yeah. And that's kind of a testament of why we do these things.
Yes.
Yeah? And of course, the fact of the matter na hindi tayo naman, we're not gonna be young forever. Yes. We need this new blood bagama na mag-success sa, yung, magiging successor natin para magpapatuloy natin ang culture natin dito.
Tama.
Of course. Ayan. Right, so before we go any further, we're just going to do another music from the Footprints. Tapos, magbibigay po kami sa inyo ng mga special na pamasahe to Philippines. I think it's all Philippines or yeah and after that we will go ahead with our we'll continue with our interview sa ating dalawang napaka magagandang bisita. Ayan. So we're going to give you Pretty Cows Blues. Pretty Cows Blues, and this is a very kind of a farm country probably na bet ano ito. So from the Footprints, enjoy po kayo and we'll be back soon.
By the breeze, with the sound of the chirping birds, there comes some and flowers blue, skies clear above the woods. Kicking with the nice old shoes, with sweet and pretty cows. For the summer, happy fall, and a coffee with house and smokes. Does it red, bone dance with a bottle of making jokes. Thinking about a nice old shoes with a sweet and pretty cow's blues. Pretty cow's blues. Kick away with those nice old shoes. Cause it's on the road. Racing beside the cow's fire. After the city sun.
Ayan, ang ganda naman ng kantang yan, Pretty Cow's Blues. Kasi marami naman kasing farms doon sa May Hamilton area, di ba? Mm. Ayan. So, before po tayo magpapatuloy sa ating magaling na mga interviews, ito po ang ating espesyal sa galing kay Planet Earth Travel.
Okay, Planet Earth Travel. May special po sila, Cathay Pacific Fare to Philippines return from 889 return from 889. That's really good price, ano? Oh, fly in comfort with Cathay Pacific from Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Davao, Cebu, or Angeles Clark.
Yes.
Enjoy a superior long haul flight experience with Cathay Pacific's latest A350-1000. Well, it's a big plane. Cathay Pacific has one of the most modern long-haul fleets in the sky, and the technologically advanced Airbus A350 enables them to provide you with an unsurpassed cabin environment where passengers' comfort is at the heart of their designs. Departures until November 2019, 7 January to 30 November 2020. Contact us to check availability or contact Planet Travel.
Sorry.
So maximum stay of 6 months from departure. Ferries on sale until 31st July 2020. Please note that pricing is subject to availability. So that's a special from Cathay Pacific brought to you by Planet Travel.
Ayan. Meron kang idadagdag dyan, Ching?
Oh, ito travel pa rin. Planet Travel Special. Kantas naman tayo. Balikbayan fare to Manila return from $889. That's cheap. Visit your friends and family in the Philippines with our special Balikbayan Fair to Manila. Departing from Auckland, Wellington, or Christchurch, via Sydney to Manila flying with Qantas. Domestic departure points are available at an extra cost. Departures until 30 November 2019. Oh, tapos na ito. And from...
Next year.
Ah, next,
next year pa.
2020. And from 1st of March to 30 October 2020. Contact Planet Earth regarding the availability. Fare is valid for 12 months from departure. Fare is on sale until further notice. Please note that pricing is subject to availability. Please contact Planet Earth on travel at planettravel.co.nz or you can call 0800-1111-3109.
Okay na yan.
Okay na yan. 09-377-1933.
Yeah, that's for Auckland naman.
Bakasyon na tayo.
Bakasyon na, ayan. Salamat dyan, mga magagandang ladies natin dito sa studio. Now, of course, ipagpatuloy po natin ang ating interview sa ating mga miyembro sa dance troupe. Nasabi natin kanina kung ano ang na-contribute sa pagiging, you know, miyembro ng dance troupe sa ating sarili o sa at sa wider community sa Auckland. How about sa pamilya? Sa pamilya niyo lalo na yung katulad ni Helen na asawa mo rin puti, di ba?
Yes.
At of course sa akin puti. At least kay Ate Ching.
Ako brown.
Kay Ate Ching is a sorry. Ooh, that's a bit racist, isn't it? So,
wala puti po. Kayo yung brown.
No offense intended, sorry po. si Ate Ching kasi Filipino ang asawa. Ayan. So mauna ikaw Ate Ching, mauna ka muna kasi Filipino asawa mo. How is the affecting your family being a dance troupe member?
Actually, mabait lang talaga asawa ko. Kanyang gusto ko yun, binibigay naman niya. Siya patagal driver. Yeah.
Gusto
siya
na rin niya. Gusto na rin
niya. Na rin niya. Kasi yun talaga ang gusto ko.
Yes. Yeah. Maganda pag may asawa kang very supportive.
Oh,
diba?
Very supportive, mm-hmm. Understanding naman. Yes. Kahit hindi yun sumasayaw, basta nakita lang daw niya akong sumasayaw.
Ah,
okay na yun.
Nakakakilig ka naman, nani. Hello, hello, kung nakikinig ka dyan. Ayan. How about you, Helen?
Very supportive si husband. Pag ang practice sa bahay, gumagawa na yun ng pandesal. So, sa kayo nakakita, puti, kiwi ang gumagawa ng pandesal sa bahay na
natuto na rin siya, no? So, Filipino way.
And my children also, briefly, dance sa,
yes,
sa atin a lot.
Course.
Some stage na nagsayaw sila. Kaso yung aking panganay medyo mahiyain. So,
pero sumayaw din siya anyways, for just for very siya. Short period. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So sumayaw sila pareho. And then meron din kasing stage, very self-conscious ba? So,
yeah, they're very good.
So they do like it. I guess like last month, November, we were so busy. We had so many
invitations.
And of course, prior to that, we do have to practice. So lahat ng weekend ng November, meron tayong activities. So sinulat ko na sa bahay, may listahan ako. First weekend, second weekend, Saturday,
dear.
Sunday yon. So I have to show it to husband. So he doesn't.
So wala siyang
heads up na.
This is what I'm doing for all weekends ng November, ano. So and very very honest naman, very supportive. Nakakatuwa. And I guess sa'yo din, ano.
No. So maswerte nga tayo kasi ang nangyayari, ang ating mga asawa na hindi naman Pilipino is talagang natututo maging Pilipino.
Yes.
Yun ang I think is the best. Katulad nga ni Helen, ang asawa niya puti. Puti din niya sa akin, lalo na yun, British yun.
Puting-puti.
Puting-puti yun, British yun. Okay. Pero yeah, I mean, hindi alam ni Duncan kasi na, hello love, hindi alam ni Duncan na ako talaga ay sumasayaw na since yeah, since 5 years old nang magsama kami. Yeah, so tinitrain mo lang yung mga asawa natin na hindi Pilipino kung ano ang Pilipino. Kung sino tayo, Pilipino tayo, ano. Tapos kung sino tayo, anong pagkatao natin. Kasi sinabihan ko yun siya before, 3 years into the marriage, na iiwanan kita pag
sayaw.
Pag pinapahinto mo ako ng sayaw.
Ah.
Sabi ko, kasi you can't do that to me. Sabi ko ganun. Sabi ko, dance is part of my life and that's just like breathing fresh air for me. So if you're going to cut my oxygen, I'll cut you off first. Sabi ko ganun. Ayan, ganun siya. So ngayon, natutuwa ako kasi ang asawa ko, siya pa ang naggagawa ng mga props namin. Oh, talaga.
Supportive.
Support na support yun. Kung anong kailangan ko ng bakya, gumagawa yan ng bakya.
Ay, totoo yan. Oh. May na bakya.
Oh. Kung kailangan ko ng mga bamboos, ayan, nagpupul ng trailer yan, kumukuha yan ng bamboos. Wow. Just for the culture, ng Filipino culture. Yung mga bao, kinulang kami for labor weekend. Ay,
nagkudkud.
Na hindi siya nagkudkud kasi nangungulikta ako ng mga bao, no, sa mga restaurants, ganun, sa mga nagkikater. Siya ang talagang kumukuha ng mga dumi-duming na iwan, tapos sinasand niya, vinavarnish niya din.
Ayan. Galing naman.
Sobra, malapit 100 plus yung nagawa niya.
Wow.
So really, you know, I cannot complain with Duncan. And of course, sabi ko, now I've got so many costumes. Kasi,
totoo yan.
Sabi ko, itong gawin mo sa garahe ko. Tapos bili kami ng mga plastic containers. Ayan. So ang garahe namin is one side, puro costumes yan. And of course, yeah. Tapos he doesn't mind. Very accommodating siya sa mga practices.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi alam niya naman kasi, pag ako'y hindi happy, ayan. Delikado sa bahay. So, kailangan maging happy ako. Support lang. Support lang. So, natuto ang mga asawa natin, mga anak natin, natuto din.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. Kasi sabi nga ng asawa ko, yung anak ko kasing puti din. Half puti, half brown. Oo. Sabi niya sa anak niya, now you have to support your mom because if mom is not happy, you and I is going to be in deep trouble. So, kaya support na lang din yung isa. So kaya iyon po ang, so naging mas masaya ang pamilya natin, di ba?
Totoo yan.
Oo. Dahil alam nila na masaya tayo pagkasama natin yung mga kapwa Pilipino natin, mm-hmm, yung mga katropa natin, ganyan. So, mas masaya sa bahay. Kasi masaya si mami.
Masaya si mami.
Masaya ang buhay ng pamilya natin.
Happy wife, happy life.
Oo. Totoo
happy
yan.
Happy wife, happy life.
Diba sa kila Trini, kung kayo po makakapunta sa bahay nila Trini, yung garahe niya, double garage, meron po yung shelf doon sa side. Yung mm-hmm side na yun, malalaking see-through boxes. Bumili sila ng ni Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
Nakasort yung sorted yung costumes doon. So, well, we're lucky really. Trini is very good in looking after our costumes and she did a recent inventory. Ang dami pong nawawala.
Nasaan ba to?
Oo.
But I mean, of course, kasi nagpapahiram tayo.
Yeah, nagpapahiram po kami. Now, our group, First Things First, is we're a non-profit organization. So, ang fund po is we're just relying on donation.
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi po kami nagcha-charge. So, yung sa upkeep, it's always towards the costumes.
Yeah, yun mga donations. Yeah.
Yung donation.
Mm-hmm.
So, kaya tayo may mga costume, no? Nag-fundraising tayo earlier on sa Avondale Race Course.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so lang yung perang nalikom natin doon went towards buying costumes.
Yeah.
Ang nagpagawa ka, di ba?
Nagpagawa. Umuwi ng Pilipinas.
Sa atin talaga pinapagawa lahat ng
pagawa. Ino-order namin. Minsan si Helen nag-order. Kung sino lang ang uuwi na may pira pa, binibuild up namin yung costumes.
And another, balikan ko lang yung proud moments, ano? Nung nag-fundraising tayo, Trin, doon sa Avondale Race Course, we were able to donate
yes,
2 houses.
I don't know kung ilan, but quite 1,500 ba yun na donate natin?
Merong area sa Philippines na
ano ba yung tawag doon?
sorry, no, I'm not prepared for this, but I just remembered yung I think we gave 1,000 New Zealand.
1,000? Oh, okay. Oh, 1,500. Okay.
Or something like that. Yeah. But this is where we're able to buy 2 houses.
Sayang. Ano yata yan? Gawad Kalinga?
Gawad Kalinga.
Oo, sa Couples for... Ano yan sila? Project ng Couples for Christ.
Couples for Christ, yes. Yeah.
So, yun, nakakatuwa, di ba?
On top of that, may mga costumes pa din tayo. Yes. So, so, you know, it's nice to for the community to support us because we give back to the community by through dancing and through... So, yung mga costumes po na na-build up namin, of course, it's open to the community to borrow. May ano lang po tayo, may very minimal rental. Ang tapos may mga bond tayo just to reassure na ang costumes natin is babalik ng, you know, same conditions as they borrowed. Pero yan po, so if you guys need some costumes, we do have costumes for rent na pwede nyo mabaro rather than buying. But, you know, if you're Filipino anyway, you should have one yourself. But if you are trying to perform, tapos kailangan nyo ng mga costumes, we're open to that. Kami po ay nagpapahiram talaga.
Oo, yun namang ano, renta is very minimal. As I said, it goes towards the upkeep of our costumes. Oo. Kasi, kaibigang presyo ba?
Oo, naman.
Ano, kasi pag nasira, ibibili tayo back in the Philippines and... You know, it definitely will cost more than $5.
And of course, the wear and tear, of course, naman, ng material, talaga naman, nag-wear and tear yun. Kailangan talagang palitan yan. Kahit hindi pa naman nasira with people borrowing, pero talagang may wear and tear lang siya. Ayun. Tapos, ano sa palagay ninyo, why did our group lasted... or continue to be successful? Ikaw, Lynn, and then we will ask Ching.
Okay, yes. I guess in any kind of relationship naman, no, it's a give and take. You know, kasi you have to work for it. It's not going to last. It's not gonna work if you don't work for it. So sa dance group natin, I wouldn't say it's... you know, parang bed of roses or very easy going. It's we work for it, Rin.
Yes.
I think what I would say the secret is accepting people's ideas of way of thinking. You know, maybe it doesn't agree with what you're thinking, but at least try to understand where that person is coming from. Diba? It's the respect. The bottom line is the respect. So,
correct.
Halimbawa, may sinabi yung may idea yung tao, and then, it doesn't quite agree with what I was thinking. Just say, yeah, that's okay, but I'm thinking this way. How about this? You know, there's always a better way to discuss things.
Yes.
Yeah.
One out of 5 heads is better than one, or 10 heads is better than one, for sure.
Right.
Ayan. So, how about you, Ching? Bakit kayo naglalast ang group namin o natin? For this long?
Ang alam ko, di ba, matagal na talaga ito.
Oo.
Pero palagi kong nakikita, at ang nakikita ko, parang palaging bago. Yung ano ba, iba-iba. Okay. Hindi yung palagi lang na gano'n.
Design.
Tsaka lalo na yung mga costume.
Mm-hmm.
Siguro, nilook forward yun ng mga community group na, sasaya kong sa Motsari.
Mm-hmm.
We have something, parang something new na naman na ano, yun, na-excite kami.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya yun, magandang ano yun. Tsaka, siyempre magagaling yung mga dancers. At saka, ang choreographer. Kaya maglalas talaga yun. Kasi, palagi may bago, tsaka magaling.
Mm-hmm.
Tsaka yun.
Thank you. But sabi nga ni Helen anyway at saka ni Ching, we're always open to ideas.
Mm.
So kaya para makaproduce tayo ng something bago naman.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Ching, I don't like same-o.
Yeah.
Pagkatulad ng tinikling, kaya nag-come up kami ng mixed tinikling with modern and things like that.
Oh,
so para maiba.
Parang may, tawag nila yung halo-halo?
Yes.
Mash-up?
Mashed up. yes, mashed up, yeah. So, kaya, yun siguro. And of course, I am always open for suggestions because I'm the person that please give me suggestions. I would rather have that than, you know, all come from me. But of course, I always have my backup anyway that if nothing wants to suggest something, may meron ka talagang sarili mong iniisip. But at the end of the day, you have to be patient also sa mga miyembro. Ano, hindi balin. And of course, kung sa akin as a choreographer, if may mga invitation po kami, palagi ko yung sinasabi sa dance troupe na, what do you think of this? If sabi nila na they can dance, they can do it, or something like that, and if I require 4 dancers, for example, tapos walang 4 dancers, then I will not accept any invitation. Kasi rather than ruining the image of the dance group, wag ka na lang kasi alanganin.
Kaya. Or the performance.
Or the performance. Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah. Kasi if you can't deliver good performance, wag na lang. Yun na lang ang iniisip ko. Kaya medyo, ano, may give and take po tayo sa grupo namin. It's very, we're open and we also not just, we're also supportive of some sort of a little bit of personal things na happening sa mga buhay-buhay namin. We are all, you know, understanding of each other's situations. Parang ganun. Which is good. Ayan. Yan ang nagagawa po ng mga community groups na katulad natin. Ayan. So ano kaya ang future sa grupo natin? Anong gusto niyong makita sa future ng grupo natin? Do you think, Lynn?
Well, to me, I want to see more costumes. Kasi yung mga costumes natin, ano, medyo they need replacing.
Palitan na talaga. Well, 15 kasi years kasi. Oh, 15 years.
Although may bago tayo, yung ating colorful, ano, yung gisinayaw natin sa Kuradang. And then yung ating Maria Clara, that's still good. But definitely, like yung mga the kimonas
that needs replacing talaga.
New ones.
Yeah. So we need a sponsor, please. Nananawagan si Helen. Treasurer po namin yan sa grupo. So.
Yes, so we do rely sa
community support.
Mm-hmm. Community support. Mm-hmm. And sa donation. That's why we hindi naman charge yun, but parang ano rin, yung pampalubag loob, pag hiniram yung costume natin.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, pag naipon, they bili tayong bago
bili
costume.
Bili na bago, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Ching, what do you think, where should we take the dance troupe in the future, baga?
Siguro yung ano ng membership, siguro, Trin.
Mm-mm.
Dahil minsan, busy naman kasi tayo palagi.
Oh.
So, dapat may palaging backup, yung mga ganun, para maano naman natin yung...
So, dapat maraming membro.
Maraming membro. Tsaka, siguro, workshop something.
Mm-mm.
Workshop para lang, hindi naman porque sasayaw at sasayaw lang. Para alam din yung mga kahit na exercise and sumba.
Yes, of
yung mga
course.
Workshop and a warm up, yung mga ganon. Para lang.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Oo. Ma-upbeat lang yung mga dancer. Ma-excite din na. May workshop tayo.
Yes.
Maganda yung mga ganon.
Kasi ganyan. Some of the challenges kasi they is yung availability.
Ang availability,
kasi everybody's
correct.
Everybody's working, iba may family or may young kids, ano. So, and with that, hindi naman, wala namang pressure. If you cannot make it, we cannot
okay
make
lang.
It.
Pero mas maganda kung maraming members siguro. Para group by group, sino madaling mahila.
So, speaking of members, napakadami talaga. If we are counting our membership from the start, dami-dami na natin.
Dami.
Kaya lang, of course, sabi nga, marami pa rin
busy
na busy na. Change of life. Change of face ng life nila. Of course, we can't really, you know. Ako lang ata, walang change of face dito. Ano ba yan? Ikaw, okay ka na. Magkukrus ka.
Yung iba, mga dalaga pa noon. Mag-asawa na.
Mga anak na. Uh-oh. Yes, correct. So really, you're right. Maybe we can talk about it more, about workshops, and maybe just kung kayo po'y nakikinig, kailangan po namin talagang mga miyembro. And we don't really have any membership fees, mga ganun. Ano lang talaga, time. Just your time. Just your time. Yun lang po ang pinaka-investment nyo sa dance troupe, your time, and of course the satisfaction of showing our culture with pride. Mm-hmm. Yun lang talaga. Oo. Ayan. And may mga criteria ba ang pagsali sa Samut Sari, Len?
Oh, no. Everybody's welcome. Yes. Honestly, everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a good dancer. You know, as Trini was saying, if you can walk, you can dance.
If you got 2 feet, you can dance. Even.
Yeah, exactly. So,
tsaka wag lang siguro shy.
Pag shy ka, hindi ka mawawalan ka ng shyness.
Kukuhanin na talaga yung shyness mo.
Correct. Yes.
So everybody's welcome sa grupo and to show our
culture.
Our talent and our culture sa dito sa New Zealand.
Tsaka nagwe-welcome din tayo Trin ng boys members.
Of course,
kasi
yes.
maganda din yung may mga boys, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been trying to get a lot of boys. I don't know what's wrong with you people. Yung mga boys na nakikinig, kailangan po namin ng boys talaga.
Oo,
kaya
kasi,
yeah, minsan yung mga dancers,
may mga dance din talaga na require ng muscular.
So, sinasabi ko kay Helen, Lynn, itong mga dances na to, minsan sa mga sayaw na pinaperform namin, may mga lalaki talaga yan.
Mm-hmm.
So, ang ginagawa ko, obviously, ini-improvise ko na hindi na kailangan ng lalaki. Puro na lang babae ang portion. Ayun. Pero kailangan, you're right, kailangan talaga natin ng mga lalaki. Ngayon na I'm linked to Kibinsid kasi membro po din ako ng Kibinsid. Maybe we can pull some of your Kibinsid kung kailangan talaga natin ng ng
kasi
mga
may
lalaki.
Mga sayaw talaga na maganda talaga may lalaki.
Oo. Totoo yan. Totoo yan. Because I'm actually...
The clinic itself, may lalaki talaga. Oh,
dapat may lalaki kasi, oo.
Oh. Di ba, ngayong sayaw sa bangko. Nakasayaw na ba tayo na yan? Sayaw sa bangko.
Kami.
Wow. Ayan, di ba?
Parang nakasayaw ka na before?
Sa previous.
Pero yeah, nakasayaw na tayo sa sayaw sa bangko. Ang kailangan natin yan ng mga lalaki talaga. Mm-hmm. Oo, kasi yeah. Ayan. Now, it's very nice. Thank you po. I think that's about the end of our interview. May meron ka bang idagdag, Len?
Oh. No, that's good. Maraming salamat po sa support as well. So, you know, we're happy. So, yung mga panawagan po namin, most of us are from West Auckland, pero we're not limiting ourselves.
No.
Meron po tayong mga taga North Shore, East Auckland. So, yes. Everywhere, basta welcome po lahat talaga.
Cool, yeah. Kung gusto mong sumayaw, gusto nyong ma-involve sa ating community, traditional dancing. And we also go everywhere din, North Shore, South Auckland, to perform. Ano ba ang pinakamalayong napuntahan natin?
Nag-Rotorua tayo, nag-Wellington tayo.
Wala pang Christchurch, ano? Hindi tayo nag-Christchurch. Labor weekend. Ayan. So yeah, we go everywhere. Kaya minsan inihingi lang po namin na you know, yung nag-iimita will cover our petrol cost or flight cost, whatever. Kasi for non-profit naman kasi tayo. Ano?
Actually, we haven't really. So like the performance sa Wellington, we
just pay it ourselves. Pero yun naman kasi is labor weekend, reunion. For any private invitations, of course, we kind of need assistance in that regard. Ayan. Nandito po tayo sa ating greetings portion. O mauuna pong mag-greet ang ating mga guests sa studio. Helen, meron kang babatiin this afternoon?
Kung nakikinig ang aking mister, Englishing ko po. Baka naglo-loan mowing. Gavin, hello sweetheart. Thank you for making Pandesal to the dance group.
Yes, thank you Gavin for the Pandesal every time we're there. And of course for always reorganizing your furniture pag kami nandiyan nagpa-practice. Maraming salamat. Thank you so much. Anyone else you'd like to greet?
No, mag sa mga ating ano nakikinig, advance Merry Christmas po sa inyong lahat. Keep safe and all the very best for next year sa ating lahat.
Yes.
Sa mga magta-travel, travel safe.
Yes.
Yan po.
Yan. Ikaw, Ching?
Babatiin ko lang yung mga tawag-awit choir group ng Glen Eden at nag-celebrate ng birthdays nila. Si Mikey, si Angelo, at siyempre yung asawa ko, tapos na, pero December
yes,
pa rin
yun. Yes, happy birthday belated.
Ayun.
Ayan. And of course, from me, happy birthday to my darling granddaughter, Kira May. Isa siya sa ating Bulilit reporter. Ngayon ang karawan niya. Happy birthday, my darling. Turning 9 today. Belated happy birthday to my sister, Jinor. Belated happy birthday to one of the original member of the dance troupe, si Nikki Kriglington. And of course, to my darling son, Buka, si James, will be celebrating his birthday tomorrow. Ayan. And of course, thank you and shout out to all my Zumba students, the Babylon Community Center and the non-Babylon community members. Thank you for being such a wonderful ladies. You guys are the best. See you next year. And sabi nga ni Helen, Merry Christmas po sa inyong lahat and happy birthday yung lahat na nag-celebrate ng mga kaarawan nila ngayon o bukas o sa mga darating pa na maraming araw. And happy birthday sa inyong lahat and maraming salamat sa, of course, sa pagpunta nila sa mga dancers natin dito, si Helen at saka si Ching. Maraming salamat sa time ninyo. Kung mayroon po kayong gustong batiin, tawag lang po kayo sa 815-8100 kung gusto nyong bumati sa on air. Ayan, and of course, thank you sa ating Footprints band sa magandang tugtugin na binibigay nila sa atin ngayon. So before we say our final goodbyes, ito po ang isa pang awitin galing sa Footprints. With you.
Journey that we
Ayan, maraming salamat, Footprint, sa mga magagandang awitin ninyo na sinishare nyo sa ating mga listeners. Ayan, at malapit na naman po magtatapos ang ating programa this afternoon. Kaya po kami ay magpapaalam na po. Ayan, so bago ako magpapaalam, I will give the floor to Helen muna. Helen, thank you so much sa pagpunta mo dito. And would you like to say your closing words for our listeners?
Nothing really deep, but...
Nothing deep.
Shallow lang.
Nagpapasalamat ako, Trini, for inviting me here, for having us here and talking about our dance group. Sa mga nakikinig po, contact Trini, or myself, or any member, si Ching po, so to join us, masaya po. And this is, as I said, it's friendship as well. So I'm hoping to hear from you guys, and look after yourselves. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Helen. How about you, Ching?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you sa pag-invite ulit sa akin, Trin. At, yes, Samutsari TMP tayo. Yes. Pinoy tayo.
Pinoy tayo talaga.
Kaya, yun.
Yes,
bye-bye na sa next Sunday ulit.
Yes, thank you. Ayan po, at maraming salamat. Ako po'y talagang taus-pusong nagpapasalamat sa ating dalawang guests dito na at least they're taking time off from their family. Kasi weekend nga, Sunday nga, no? Family time. Thank you, Helen. At saka, thank you, Ching. And it was very, very good to understand where our dance troupe originated from. Bakit tayo tumagal ng ganito, and of course kung paano tayo nagko-contribute to the wider Oakland community. Multicultural po ang Oakland, so kailangan po mag-represent, may representation ang Pilipino, kasi madami na po tayo dito, hindi ba? Ilan na tayo dito ngayon? Mga 60,000 na tayo. 60,000 na ata mga Filipinos dito. So dapat lang talagang we are going to do it with pride talaga. Ayan. So, magtatapos na naman po ang ating mga programa. So, in behalf of Tita Verge at sa iba pa nating mga broadcasters, maraming salamat Planet Earth Travel, JMM Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans Masi, Western Union Money Transfer at marami pang iba. Sa inyong kanunay, sa palaging pagtangkilik sa ating programa dito sa Samutsari Cultural Radio. And of course, maraming salamat sa pagpatuloy ninyong pagsuporta sa ating programa sa radyo, Susan Shadwick. I know that you're always listening. Tapos si Ate Lulit. Ate Lulit, maraming salamat. Palagi kang nandiyan sa amin. And in behalf of our broadcasters, maraming salamat po. At until next Sunday, same time, same place. Hanggang sa muli, maraming salamat. Bye-bye. Pakita sa mundo kung ano kaya mo, ibang-ibang.